You're listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast, your favorite fishing podcast show. In episode 2, our hosts will be interviewing Ed Mose, aka Slab, and we'll learn how and why crappie.com became the most popular crappie forum in the world about crappie fishing the internet. In addition to other fishing related topics, crappie.com has over 50,000 members and growing every day. It's a family-friendly website with numerous fishing-related forums featuring topics for the expert to novice angler. Today's podcast will cover topic forums, the history of crappie.com, crappie.com, crappie camps, forum topics, super moderators, state forums, and everything you can find on the crappie.com website. Tackle Time features the popular fishing scent, spray, Slab Sauce. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and national sales manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Weekman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your hosts will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the Easy Keeper Coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, along with my co-host, Mitch Glenn. Mitch!
Hey! Man, we have got a very special guest today. Mr. Ed Mose, the founder of crappie.com, is with us.
That's right. We have him on the phone today because, you know, someone has to live in Florida, right?
I know. It's a crummy job, but somebody's got to do it.
There you go. What do you think? What do you think,
Slab? I think living in Florida is great. I wish you all were down here.
Well, sometimes we wish we do, but July is really not one of them.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So Ed, tell us a little bit, in fact, tell us a lot about the history of crappie.com. Start at the beginning. When did this all start?
The very beginning of crappie.com, 1996.
Wow.
Sitting in my basement with a couple of buddies, and we just talked about, you know, the expansion of the internet at that time, and decided to buy a few domain names, and crappie.com was one of them. And we put up a few sites, for crappie.com being the one that really took off. We put up a small message board on it, and people started posting fishing reports, and it kind of took off from there.
Wow.
Now we have 100 message boards. Essentially, from that first message board, they would ask for, like, you know, they would post fishing reports. And then a Kentucky guide, Richard Williams, started posting reports, and he wanted his own message board. I said, well, if you want to be the moderator of that board, I'll put up a new one. And then we just, you know, forum after forum after forum, you know, now we've got, you know, beginners forums, jig tying forums, all sorts of forums, panfish forums, cooking forums. There's over 100 message boards and over 100 moderators of those message boards.
Is that right? 100 moderators.
It has really grown.
And each state has its own forum.
Each state, pretty much each state that has crappie in them, has a forum of their own.
Yep. Wow.
I think there's about 35 or 40 of them.
Right.
So you were making that, you know, I wish I would have bought the forum. I wish I would have bought the .com beer. .com. That would have been a good one, huh?
Beer.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, beer.com.
That would have been a good one. Or maybe Facebook.com.
Oh, yeah. So so you have the forums that are inside there. You know, how does we should stay on the history. So you came up with this idea. How are you able to take all this information that you're getting from people as they come in? You know, is there moderators, or is this just the wild, wild west of the internet?
Well, it is not the wild, wild west on crappie.com. And that's actually a good question, because this is a very specific reason why crappie.com is so successful. It's a family-friendly site. It's essentially Disney-like. We don't let anybody, you know, personal attacks can't happen. Cussing, you know, no flame wars. It's tightly moderated. And essentially, it's unlike the rest of the internet, which is pretty darn loose and a little too loose at times.
Yep, that is a fact. Well, I'll applaud you on your moderation. I know it is a full-time job to keep something like that under wraps.
We've got, like I said, 100 moderators, but we do have some special moderators, or called super moderators, that can span all of the forums that we have. And they've done a bang-up job for all of these years. Pretty much, you know, like Crappy Pappy's been there from the beginning. G is a super moderator. He does a super job. He approves by hand every new user joins the forum. Yep.
And now, how many users do you think you're up to there, Ed?
We're about 50,000 users.
Yeah, and see,
strong at this point in time, and growing strong.
50,000 users, and it takes 100 people to moderate that and keep it all in check. I'm a member of your site, Ed. I applaud you for the job you do. It is the friendliest place on the internet.
Yeah, you don't know how many times I get private messages from people telling me that it's like, oh my God, it's a refuge from the rest of the internet. People are friendly here. It's unbelievable how friendly this website is. We actually right now have a giveaway. People will, their old fish finders, they'll donate them. And we'll, you know, generally we ask for somebody, you know, if you know somebody in need of a fish finder, give me their address, tell me their story, and we'll mail them a fish finder. So
that's awesome.
It's 100% grassroots. You know, each forum was grassroots. You know, if you wanted a forum and we had a moderator, I put it up, you know, and we have an annual calendar now. The members will submit their photos to the calendars, and every year we come out with a annual crappie.com calendar.
Well, I've seen your calendars. That brings a question. Tell the folks out there about the crappie camps. You just explain that from your perspective. I know as a camp goer what I get out of it. Just tell the people how that all came to be.
Yeah, that's another grassroots event kind of thing, spawned all on its own. It happens on my forum. I don't actually organize any of them. They're by state and, you know, individually held, and people would just, you know, select a campground. And the funny thing is every state's different. You know, Mississippi will have a week long camp,
right,
and then they'll have a fruit jar tournament on the weekend kind of thing with a fish fry, with some giveaways. Florida usually just has, you know, they'll have, you know, three or four of them over the course of the winter time down here, of course. And they'll just be get togethers on a weekend after fishing and have a fish fry or sandwiches even. Every state's different, and it's a good time of the year right now to get online and
it's just see members meeting members online, and they just organize their own event. It's not anything that the crappie.com itself organizes and say, here, show up. It's just members.
Oh, I encourage them, and I do show up at many of the events, and I'll give away some free t-shirts and stuff. So
yeah.
I take full advantage of that, and we go out and we'll fish with the locals and learn the local lakes and everything. Crappie.com has been a phenomenon for me personally. It's just been a great experience. You know, I wish everybody else could well, join crappie.com and you could, yeah, you know, come to the events as well and learn a lot.
I think it would be really important, Ed, to tell the people what it costs to join crappie.com.
Well, it's a free website. It, you know, it costs you zero.
It costs absolutely nothing. It is nothing but a large community of benefits.
We have sponsors, and we actually have raffles and contests on the site. There'll be a calendar photo contest where you can just submit your photo for the calendar. Yep.
That's one of the exciting forums on there, the Win Free Stuff Forum.
Yep.
Yeah. Very popular. I go there often.
Have you ever won anything, Mitch?
No. But it's fun to try.
You have to understand, Mitch is probably an unlucky person. So maybe if he was gambling.
I've never won anything in my life except these extremely good looks, which is why I'm doing audio.
That would be a face for radio.
I got a face for radio.
So that's the Crappie Camp. So you don't have to be. You don't have to be a member of Crappie Camp, but it really wouldn't work because that's how the communication goes. Like, that's how you.
Right, right.
That's how you know where you're going to be.
Yep, they encourage membership at the events. And, you know, you can sign up at the event as well.
At these Crappie Camps, tell us a little bit about them. What happens at Crappie Camp?
Like I was saying, though, everyone's different. Some of them go a week long, and people will just meet at, you know, camp at the same campsite, and they'll have a campsite next to campsite next to campsite, and sit around and talk and have bonfires. And others will be, you know, they'll have a tournament. Not all of them have tournaments. You know, it's just about fishermen getting together and, you know, standing around boats and checking out other people's rigs and seeing how they fish. There's a lot of teaching that gets passed back and forth. Some of them, they got presentations. They'll show you their, you know, gear, and there's small-time sponsors of crappie.com that will come and do presentations. And there's, you know... state representatives, the guys in Kentucky actually were there telling us about the Asian carp and, you know, what they're doing to, you know, eradicate them or to manage them more likely. But it's a good opportunity to get in touch with a lot of fishermen and get the word out.
What are some of the reservoirs that you've had crappie camps at?
Well, Kentucky Lake is one of them. You know, there's one happening at Enid in Mississippi very shortly. Here in Florida, we'll have on Lake Monroe. We'll have here on Lake Griffin. All over the place, Lake Blackshear in Georgia. And they're all, it's all grassroots. And on the website, on the forums, they'll discuss where they want to have them. And it just, you know, takes off from there.
Yeah. That's interesting because it's nice that you have them in different locations so that people can come from different areas, you know, and take part of that. But you've had people come from long distances to these camps, haven't you?
People from different states. A long way. Yep. You know, you meet them online, you get to know them, and then people travel from Louisiana to Michigan to Florida. I've met people that I've met in at a camp in Kentucky, and then I go to the Florida event, and it's like, wait, I know you from somewhere. Yeah, we just met in Kentucky. It's like, oh, that's right. You know? People traveling all over, and essentially, you join crappie.com, and you get a friend everywhere, a fishing friend everywhere.
So,
crappie fishermen are some of the friendliest fishermen on the planet, unlike a lot of the very competitive other fish species, you know, tournament anglers, so to speak. So you gotta love them.
Tell us about navigating through crappie.com. Like, when you get to it, you hit the homepage first, and then...
Yeah, there's a homepage.
Okay.
Yeah, the biggest part of crappie.com is the forums, but when you hit the homepage, there's articles, and the articles are taken from the forum and placed on the homepage. They're the ones that have, you know, People post with pictures and reports and stuff. So everything that kind of makes the homepage is highlighted and kind of neat to, you know, to get up in the morning, have a cup of coffee and see what, you know, the big articles of the day have popped up as. But the place to go to is really the forums, and that's where all the action is. Check out your state forums. There's a main forum. There's a newbie forum. You know, I think I mentioned earlier, you know, there's panfish forums, cooking, crappie cooking forums.
There's about some of the how-to things that are in there, Ed? Tell
soft
us
plastic,
if somebody wanted to learn how to crankbait fish.
There's
how to troll crankbaits.
Trolling Crankbaits 101 is an ongoing thread that's, you know, maybe 100 pages long. That's just, you know, a how-to pull crankbaits.
Yep.
It's a sticky on, I think it's the Mississippi forum, actually. And there's a lot to learn. There's, like I said, it started in 1996, so there is a ton of great crappie fishing information.
Years and years and years worth of value there.
Yep.
Wow. You know, on the right-hand side of your website, I happen to see that you had articles over there, and even by some of, you know, some famous writers that are over there.
Oh, absolutely. Brad Wigman is a famous white writer that is there at the top of the page.
Yeah.
Man, I have to throw my own plug out there. I was kind of hoping someone would mention that, but they, like, everyone just left that alone. What's up with that?
And Brad's articles are some of the best. We really appreciate Brad on crappie.com.
We try and make them, like, real informative so that people are learning a technique or a certain skill or maybe learning about lures. And the good part is we're just taking that information, we're putting it out there. And so people have an opportunity to respond to it. And, you know, if they have questions, you can get back to them. So, you know, that's pretty good. Tell us, what is the strangest post you've ever had on crappie.com?
See,
this is good.
Family friendly.
There's so much stuff that happens in the background sometimes that and I just can't share it.
Yeah, how about share us the strangest story that you've ever posted?
That I've ever posted?
Yeah.
Well, on the right side, right below Brad Wigman's articles, you'll see slab stories, which are all my stories.
Right.
So I don't know; they're all strange, I guess. But what I actually love about crappie.com is I do write whenever I go on my trips. I'll write picture stories, is what I call them. Everybody loves pictures and stuff, and it's my little memory bank, so I can actually remember all the trips that I've gone to and all the people that I've met. And I kind of document my trips there. It'll be there forever. When I get Alzheimer's, I'll be able to look back and say, what?
Who was that? Yeah.
When you get Alzheimer's, you'll remember the old stuff. You just won't remember what I just said. So. But that's interesting.
Yeah, the strangest story, I don't know. Let me think about it for a while. I'll pop back in here if something comes up.
Yeah, surely someone... Someone's had some strange thing happen. It doesn't have to be your story. It might be someone else's story. But when you're out fishing, a lot of strange things can sure happen.
Yeah, you know, catching spoonbills when you're, you know, fishing for crappie and stuff. There's all sorts of strange things that happen. So,
yeah,
don't know offhand. I'll come up with something. Maybe a story for another day.
Yeah. Well, going back to the site, I think I think you probably undersell the learning aspect of what members can, especially in this day and age when everybody wants to learn how to crappie fish or learn more tricks and tips and tactics for crappie fishing. And, I mean, you've got resources going back to 1996 for tips on anything from how to build your own lures on to how to fish basically any lure in the world for a crappie.
Yeah, there's a ton to learn, especially because the crappie fishing is just so complicated. There's so many different ways to do it, you know, spider rigging, long lining.
Well,
you
it's know, so easy shooting. That it's complicated.
It's not easy. Yeah. It really is not. There's so much gear you can get. You know, you can one pole, you know, with, you know, simplified things, you know, bobber and minnow and stuff, but you can just take it to the extreme, you know, eight rods, long lining, you know, with a Tarova at 1.3 mile an hour, pulling crankbaits and stuff. There's so many different ways to do it. And you can learn on crappie.com and just take it one step at a time. And
That's why we all love thing? The sport. We can stand on the bank with a cane pole and a bobber and catch them. Or we can get on crappie.com and we can learn how to quadrilate triangles and figure out what depth our bait's running at 1.15 miles per hour. You know, it can be as technical or as easy as you want it.
And if you post questions on crappie.com, you're not going to, you know, there's no stupid questions on crappie.com. Nobody is going to, you know, it's a family-friendly site. Nobody is going to, you know, attack you for, you know, that, you know, their neck. I've seen on other message boards where, you know, oh, just search the forum that's been asked 100 times, you know. It's like, right. No, I've never seen that on crappie.com. You'll get a new answer from a new, you know, member. And
my experience has been that people almost rush to help you.
Yeah. The site really is a phenomenon.
It is.
I'm very proud of it and all of our moderators that help make it happen.
And you have people that are just like regulars that come on there. One of them, I think, is Drum King. And that's actually Dickie Porter, you know, actually a person. And he does a lot of fishing around the Watts Bar area. And, you know, there's a lot of people that you have that are regulars, aren't you?
Yep, and they post great reports and post wonderful pictures. We encourage pictures because we know everybody loves pictures. And if you can throw a little detail behind your reports, you might make the homepage.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of regulars in every state.
So we need to know about your fishing. You, what's your favorite lure? Is that a loaded question?
Loaded question.
I have a favorite. It's a black-headed Pico bunny butt.
Yep.
And here in Florida, it looks, in my opinion, it looks just like a shrimp. And the black crappie here in Florida love shrimp. And I spike it with flab sauce. And I'm talking about 2 days ago, I was out there, and in an hour, I caught about 20 beautiful crappie. You know, I happened to hit the right spot, but it just, that combination just picked them up one after another. I actually started to count. I think in 10 casts, I caught 4 nice crappie. And that's when I started to take pictures and it's like, oh, okay,
we're
doing real good here. And, you know, within an hour, I was done back home. I wonderful place down here in Florida with their, I absolutely love it.
It's a fantastic area.
Are you a one poler?
I'm actually a longliner, but I'll switch it up. On this particular day, it was real windy, so all I did was find a spot that had some wheat beds, you know, some deeper wheat beds, you know, deep down here, you know, where I'm fishing, you know, 6 feet is deep enough to hold crappie if you got wheat beds there. So you can't, you know, you put your back to the wind, you put your Tarova on spot lock, and just let the wind take your bunny butt the distance.
Yeah.
And do a real slow retrieve and you'll get it hit. But I, generally speaking, I like to long line. Most people down here spider rig. Mm-hmm. But I like long lining because I like to move. I like to cover more ground, you know.
Interesting.
Out here is just a ton of spider riggers with live minnows, and I prefer artificials myself.
Right.
Just because you don't have to mess with minnows and stuff. But everybody's different. Everybody fishes their own way. And that's what's cool about crappie fishing, because there are so many different ways. What's also cool down here, though, at a certain time of the year is when they're in pads, dipping, you know, the lily pad.
Right.
With a 14-foot B&M BGJP and getting the hits, you know, in a couple feet of water. It's like, man, that's exciting when you get that bump.
That's more of a post-spawn summertime deal, isn't it?
No, it's spawn. It's okay. During the spawn. Okay. They're in the pad. They're in the pad fighting each other for, you know, spawning grounds, you know?
Fighting for space.
Huh. Yep.
I like that lift and drop deal.
yeah, just lift it and drop it in all the holes and pray you don't get a one that takes you into a pad and
kerthunk.
Hangs you up. Otherwise, you're buying a new bunny butt.
Yep.
There you go. So, tell us, like down in Florida, I guess I should ask, is there a lot of crappie tournaments down in Florida? And what's, crappie.com, is that really more towards the recreational angler, or does it have the tournament angler, crappie angler?
There's a Florida Crappie Club, and they have their own forum on crappie.com, and they do local tournaments in this area. And there's a smaller time operation kind of thing. And
right.
Crappie.com, it's all like, I keep going back to grassroots. Well, it's different everywhere. We support tournaments. We don't, I don't know, I guess you could say sponsor them kind of thing. But if there's a tournament trail in the state that wants their own fishing forum on crappie.com and they have somebody that'll moderate it, we'll put it up.
Right.
We love the tournament trails. Me personally, I'm more of a pleasure crappie fisherman. I do more catch and release than anything else. My wife is not. We'll go to crappie camps and she'll eat a token fillet or two of crappie. I don't know why she doesn't love it like I do, but that's the way it is, But I'll catch some. I usually have a bag of crappie fillets in the freezer, but once there's a bag or two in there, I don't need any more. So. So, yeah, every state's different. I guess that's the answer to the tournament trail question.
Well,
I go to the Crappie Master Trail when they're down here. I'll visit and love to see what their catches are as well. I know a lot of the people on the Crappie Masters Tournament Trail is too. So.
Yeah, I think as a member of crappie.com, we all kind of feel proud when our own members are out there doing well on the tournament circuits.
Absolutely.
It's almost like a family member has scored in the tournament,
Yeah, we go there and encourage them as well.
I think the cool thing about the site, we're talking a lot about Florida, but people anywhere, if your state's got crappie, there's a state forum that's around your home state. I remember several years ago when California was just kind of discovering that they had crappie in California.
Yeah.
And it didn't take very long at all for that California forum to kind of hit its stride.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And it's funny, too. Every state's different. Wisconsin, got a lot of fishermen, but they're a little bit more hush-hush about posting reports.
Yeah, that's true.
Because generally speaking, they're smaller lakes, and I think people like to keep secrets. But that's the other thing, though, too, is we encourage reports, but you don't have to tell us the lake. You don't have to tell us color, depth, maybe, but don't tell us your hotspot. Don't give away your hotspots. We wouldn't want that.
Right.
Wow. So, I always think of just going to crappie.com, just the website itself, but you have some social media pages that you also post on?
We have a presence on Facebook and Twitter, and our Facebook audience has been growing rapidly recently as well. And we, encourage them to come over to crappie.com. And we also try to keep that 100% family friendly Facebook group, just like crappie.com. We don't, there's too much other junk out there. And everybody needs a place of refuge to get away from the madness sometimes. So come to crappie.com. It's Disney-like.
Right. That's pretty awesome. I tell you what, we are going to take a break for tackle time. And when we come back from this break, we'll visit with Ed just one more time, just real quick, and we'll wrap this show up.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, Square Bill Crankbaits, Bass Jig Heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
Today's Tackle Time, we're going to talk about slab sauce. That's right. If you're going to catch a big crappie, he's called a slab. If you want to entice that dude to bite something, you need the sauce, slab sauce. This was developed by Ed Mose with crappie.com. Spent years working on this. The formula, folks, it's just right. Add a little slab sauce to your favorite plastic bait, your favorite hair jig, whatever you've got, slab sauce, and makes it that much better. You wouldn't eat a pork rib without barbecue sauce. You don't want to try to feed a crappie a jig without some slab sauce. Give it a try, folks.
So what makes slab sauce different? Well, you know what? This week we happen to be cheating because we have Slab himself.
And well, so, why wouldn't we have the man and the sauce together?
I'm telling you what. So Ed, we're going to take it. This is doesn't happen very often, but you know, tell them what makes your slab sauce so unique.
Well, I can't tell you. If I did, I'd have to kill you. It's a secret recipe. Essentially, how I like to put it, it's a smorgasbord of attractants for fish. There's over the years, I've done a ton of experimentation. I've used field testers on crappie.com. I think it's been since 2004 that this has been in development. It's been in development in many different forms and paste and you know, a doughy version of it. And finally, you know, over time and a lot of testing, determined that the oil-based version is the best. It sticks onto your jigs a long time, on your crankbaits even for a long time. You can go 20 minutes without having to reapply it.
Oh, I've never seen anything with more staying power ever.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, clean it up. If you spill some on your boat, clean it off right away because it'll be there a long time if you don't get it off right away. Right.
There you go. And actually, we'll probably have Ed come back and actually do a whole show on scent and flavors. Yep. So, you know, that does it for Tackle Time. You know what? We had a great show today. It's always great to have people in that you're like, play a big part in the crappie community, and crappie.com is you know, that's a leader in information when it comes to getting your information and where you're going to learn. You know, we learned about the history of crappie.com. We learned about the forums, the message boards, super moderators that keep everything family friendly, crappie camps. So much you can do at crappie camps that you just need to come and be a part of that. So what can I say, Mitch? What do you think?
I think it's one of the most valuable resources to the crappie community that's out there.
There you go. Thanks for listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. Please subscribe. Give us a rating and leave a review for our show. If you want to hear about any other things that are going on in the fishing world, let us know. We'll probably do a show about it. For Mitch and myself, keep your hook sharp and lures in the water.